The mask mandates are coming back. Find out where, right after this. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. You've heard of Get Woke, Go Broke, or Go Woke, Go Broke. Well, I figured I'd come up with my own slogan. And here we go. So woke to broke. Go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bombshell Store, and get your So Woke to Broke. So you got So Woke to Broke in the front, and if you flip it over to the back, you got So Woke to Broke. Too Woke, So Broke, rather. Too Woke, So Broke. Comes in different colors. Whatever fancy your... I like the black the best. The black is pretty good. For the ladies, I got the pink. Ladies, not... Transformers, what is in your pants? They're not women. And also, not only does it come in t-shirts, but there's a sticker. If you want to stick it around, spread the love, So Woke to Broke. Or hoodies. I know a lot of people are going to need hoodies in the fall. There you go. Too Woke, So Broke. You even got tank top for the ladies. Too Woke, Too Broke. Black, pink, and blue, ladies. Go on and get you one. PoliticalBombshow.com. Click on Political Bombshow Store. And there you go. Now, as I was saying before the intro, some people are going to have to get the mask mandate again. I thought we were all done with that. So let's see where that is coming from today. Mask up. The mask mandate is back for these unfortunate souls in D.C. If you thought the mask mandates were gone, think again. The COVID pandemic is over. Everyone, lefties included, has muted the insane rantings about things reopening from the pandemic peddlers on social media. Life has returned to normal, though I still see some people wearing masks. I see that myself, it's just silly. Some people I even see driving around by themselves with the windows up and their mask up. I'm like, okay, you'll be all right. Cuckoo, cuckoo. I still see some people wearing masks in public, which is insane, as I just said there. Yet for those who want to be admitted to the DC bar, that 12 exam will require applicants to wear a mask. The only place I know I had to wear a mask when I went to get my procedure done in the hospital, I had to wear a mask. You had to mask up in there. Better yet, this comes after a new study from Germany discovered that pervasive mask wearings leads to impaired concentration and degraded cognitive abilities due to increased levels of carbon dioxide. You know, I said something about this a long time ago. I don't know if it was a song or it could have been a song. But anyway, I talked about that. Breathing in your old... I'm almost certain it's a song, actually. I don't remember which song, but I did talk about that before. But the Washington, D.C. bar will require all applicants to wear masks when they sit for the city's 12-hour bar exam in July, according to test instructions reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon. At this time, applicants will be required to wear a mask fully covering their mouth and nose during the exam. The District of Columbia Court of Appeals, which administers the test, told registered test takers in a Thursday memo. Any additional COVID-19 safety and health procedures will be announced closer to the exam. The requirements comes on the heels of a Germany study that found masks expose users to toxic levels of carbon dioxide, which makes sense, which can cause difficulty concentrating, reduce cognitive performance, impaired decision making, and reduce speed of cognitive solutions. It also follows a study by the Cochrane Review, long considered the Bible for evidence-based medicine, that found masking probably makes little or no difference in the spread of COVID-19. And this is on YouTube, and they probably are going to try to stop me from talking about the pandemic COVID, but hey, whatever. Though the DC court system dropped its mask mandate in April, face coverings are still required at the DC Court of Appeals, according to an announcement for the 2023 bar exam. The mandate makes DC a regional outlier. Neither Maryland nor Virginia are requiring masks at their respective bar exams. You know what that means? Take your bar exam there, folks. And the city of Washington, D.C. no longer requires masks in most government buildings. The Court of Appeals did not respond to a request for a comment. Two things are sadly unsurprising, one of which is that D.C. continues to adhere to science fiction regarding masks and COVID prevention. The second is the carbon dioxide concentration while wearing masks for extended periods of time. I had to travel across the country for Christmas 2 years ago and thought I would suffocate. My ears also felt like they were going to fall off. It's startling that after all this time, with everything open and all the phony protocols ushered in under the quasi-fussy medical dictatorship, some folks still think masks are the silver bullet in preventing the spread of this specific pathogen. Well, let me tell you something, not to throw my family stuff out there, but my brother, he got the poke, so did my mom, and my brother has gotten in COVID twice. Knock on wood, I have not, will not take the poke, nor have I taken any flu shots, and I am fine. Some folks still think, blah, 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 unless every test taker wears a mask custom fitted to their face, not to mention people, your eyes can pick up airborne diseases. So if you're not covering that up either, you're gonna get it anyway. But anyway, unless, like they say here, every test taker wears a mask custom fitted to their face, it's a useless prevention method. Even worse, it could screw over some test scores due to the exposure to increased carbon monoxide levels. Update, it looks like it might be lifted, but powers that be are not pleased. We have a tweet here from Aaron Sibarian. He says, new DC bar officials say they likely they will likely lift the mask requirements for city's upcoming bar exam after my story yesterday. But judging from emails obtained by Washington Free Beacon, they aren't happy about it. So, there you go. Well, I wish I had read the article ahead of time. Wasting my time. No, just kidding. It was fun to report on it anyway. But, yeah, the masks are whack. And today's show again was brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, and get your Too Woke, So Broke hoodie. What you said? Oh, it's too hot for hoodies? Okay, no worries. If it's too hot for hoodies, you can, if I can find it. I got so many windows. Now I know why they call it windows. I got so many windows open. If it's too hot for a hoodie, why not just rock a t-shirt? Rock that t-shirt, rock it. So go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, and there you go. That's it, folks. Leave a like, share, and subscribe if you are on YouTube, Rumble, if you are on Roku, Spotify, politicalbombshow.com, click on Support Us, or just go to Political Bomb Show Store, and help a brother out, man. Help a brother out. So woke, so broke, too broke, so woke. Mix it up. What do you think? Do you like this t-shirt idea? I think go woke, go broke, it's overexposed, so I had to come up with my own lingo. Till next time.